You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Just about a week ago, we were talking about if the Rangers could possibly catch the Cubs for the best record in all of baseball. They really weren't that far behind them. But now they have some problems in the rotation, so let's talk about that. I'm Allison Sutter. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan, our wonderful Rangers reporter. And T.R., so I guess let's just start from the top and talk about what's going on with these guys. So Derek Holland, Colby Lewis, both out for a while. What are the ailments and the prognosis when they can return?
Well, Allison, the big one was Colby Lewis. I mean, this guy was having an all-star year. Definitely deserved all-star consideration. His last start, he started feeling some pain in his, he thought it was his triceps, but it turned out to be his lat muscle, which I guess is in the back of the right shoulder. So he is down for at least 4 weeks, no throwing. He will be reevaluated at that point and maybe start a throwing program, which could take another 3 or 4 weeks. So we're talking about a two-month loss for the Rangers from a guy who, you know, was pitching very, very well and was a leader in the clubhouse. You know, he almost threw that no-hitter in Oakland the other day. And I've never seen a clubhouse more disappointed after a win because they all wanted Colby to get the no-hitter. And the fact that he didn't do it really bummed everybody else out. It was kind of an extraordinary reaction. Derek Holland, not hopefully quite as serious. He has some inflammation in his shoulder. They need to get that out of there. Possibly the reason why he struggled through May and June. You know, it'll probably be after the All-Star break. Hopefully it's not too serious. Not as serious as last year when he missed 4 months, but still. You know, the Rangers really need Derek Holland to pitch well, you know, especially with Colby out. And, you know, Yu Darvish still on the disabled list. They need to get him back, and they need to get him right again. I mean, he wasn't pitching well. He knew it. We all knew it. So whatever it was ailing him, they need to fix.
Yeah, I mean, we always say that it's really not just the best teams, but also the healthiest teams that make it to the finish line that end up playing in October. But it's also the teams with the best depth. I mean, you know, like Jeff Banister, I read a quote. He said, this is what we prepare for. This is how, you know, you build your team, you build your organization for depth. So how are they going to piece this together for the next couple months or whatever it takes to get the full strength back?
You start off this weekend, they have A.J. Griffin coming off the disabled list. He pitched well in his first six starts, 3-0, 2.94 ERA, pitched very well. If they can get him back to where he was before his shoulder inflammation, you know, that's step number one. Nick Bautista is in the rotation. You know, he's been in and out of the rotation the past 2 years. He's had points where he's been really, really good and points where he's not been so good. You know, they need him to step up. You know, Yu Darvish is on the disabled list. If they could get him back, that would be great. He shouldn't be too long, but he's probably going to need at least one rehab start, maybe closer to the All-Star break, too, maybe after it, somewhere around there. But he should be back full strength. So they can get Darvish in there with Hamels and Martin Perez. They have three, you know, really good starters at the head of their rotation. A.J. Griffin would be a decent fourth one. Maybe Nick Martinez, maybe Kyle Lowe. She's down in Round Rock still trying to get his game together. 2-4, 5-point-something ERA. Not exactly blowing him away down in AAA. But, Allison, this is a guy who's, you know, pitched well in the big leagues before. He's been to a World Series. He's been on some good teams. You know, he might be able to come in and pick up the slack for a month or two.
I want to talk about Matt Bush a little bit. I mean, he's really immersed. He's like basically the setup man. He has been so reliable for the team. And, I mean, his story is great, and he's come back from obviously quite a bit of adversity considering where he was a year ago. You know, and I was watching a broadcast last night, and the announcers were saying that he has a kind of an open-door relationship with Jeff Banister. They talk regularly. And that he's really kind of found a home with all of this. What have you noticed from him? What kind of guy is he, personality-wise, and just how valuable has he been to this team?
Well, the Rangers have an amazing knack of finding relievers. I mean, it's been some of their best work in the front office, the scouts, coaching staff. You know, Bush is probably the most amazing find. You know, a year ago he was still serving out his prison sentence. Now he's in the big leagues. You know, he's 30 years old, but if you look at this kid, it's kind of scary because he just looks like the All-American kid. I mean, he looks like he could be your son. He looks like he could be your next-door neighbor. He could be your son's best friend. I mean, he just looks like a normal kid. He's been through an incredible experience, almost destroyed his life and was able to fortunately get it back together. And you're right, it's an amazing story. And right now he and Jake Diekman are their two best setup relievers, and he's just been outstanding.
Yeah, well, it is going to be. The Rangers have created quite a nice gap between themselves and the rest of the division, so we'll see if that holds up through the season as they try to battle these injuries. So, TR, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.